It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Ah, yes, you're welcome along to another episode of Opinions Matter, Ireland's only live and interactive podcast. Don't forget, by the way, if you do listen to us on Spotify, where most of you do listen to the podcast, make sure you follow us on Spotify and also click the green bell on Spotify so you get notifications every time we post a new episode. So make sure you click on the green bell on Spotify, and that way you will be notified every time a new episode of the podcast uploads. Also, by the way, if you want to be added to our WhatsApp channel, simply text or WhatsApp the word add me to 085-825-2626. So 085-825-2626. If you just text the words add me, you get a link sent back and you'll be a member of our WhatsApp channel. And we send out links to the podcast every day on that. Now, before I talk about today's topic, I want to let you in on our show sponsor, our podcast sponsor at the moment, and give you a bit of information about them. So they are called Hum. And they are a great organization. And I was talking about them yesterday to Adrian about if you want to buy something expensive in a shop. Like, I wanted to buy a drone in Harvey Norman. And it was... You what?
I love Hum.
You can say that in a second. Let me do the ad first.
Yeah, I actually have Hum.
Okay, yes, Katie has Hum. There we go. Well, with Hum, you can spread the cost of purchases up to €30,000 when buying online or in store from any of their retail partners. Now, some of their retail partners are Easy Living Interiors, great shop for furniture, DID Electrical, DFS, which is the sofa store, Harvey Norman and B&Q. So all shops that you all shop in and all shops that you may not have enough money in your bank account or on your card to buy something big. So that is where Hum comes in. You can spread the cost, as I said, of purchases up to $30,000 when buying online or in store. And they have, as I said, loads of different retail partners. Like a lot of shops that you would go into would deal with Hum. So why not check them out and apply for credit? Now, Katie, what were you about to say about Hum?
Oh, they're deadly. I got my two kids' iPad.
There we go. They are deadly. That should be the ad.
They are deadly. I got my two kids at Christmas. I got them.
Oh, by the way, this is made up because Katie didn't know what the show's sponsor
is. No, I actually didn't know.
Yeah.
No, I got two iPads through Hum and it's brilliant. Mm-hmm. I think it came out in 4 payments.
Yeah. So for stuff like iPads, which
it's brilliant.
You cannot afford. It is really good for spreading the
cost. Rather than going in and spending, 1,500 quid off the bat, spread it out. And I think they do it over a year. I think I had the option, from what I can remember, to do it over a year as well. But they're, very good. I can't believe they're advertising here. I thought they were like American.
No. So buy now, pay later with Hum. It's that simple. And as I said, if Katie can do it, trust me, it's that simple.
It is really simple. You literally go to the checkout in Harvey Norman and it was an option. I was like, oh, that's good. Because I didn't know about it until I went to the checkout. I was like, oh, that's cool.
And this is coming from a woman who doesn't know how to turn on a computer. So if she says that using Hum is simple...
I'm a very serious journalist.
You're a very serious journalist. And she knows about Hum. Anyway, thank you to Hum for sponsoring this episode of Opinions Matter. I hope you're all having and enjoying the weather. But I hope the weather is still nice when you're listening to this podcast. And it's a real bring the kids to the park.
It is.
Isn't it?
Do you know what? It's just anyone looking for somewhere to go in the good weather. It's somewhere I brought my kids recently. Never heard of it before. It was bought as a present day out there. Lullymore in Kildare. Oh, Jesus. Have you been?
Yes.
I'd never even heard of it.
I go
my
Christmas
God,
time.
It's fabulous. Yeah. Anyone who wants a day out, go to Kildare, Lullymore. Absolutely gorgeous.
It's lully. Literally lully. And I'm going, as soon as this podcast is over, I'm bringing the kids to Killiney, to the playground in Killiney, which is lovely. Although I have to say, can I mention this briefly?
Mm. You say what you want, Jeremy. This is your floor.
Yeah, but for those of you listening to the podcast, this is not the topic that we're going to get to in a second. But I had an incident last weekend that I want to share with all of you. Now, we very rarely do this where we mention something different on the episode. It's normally one. But I meant to get this off my chest yesterday and I didn't get a chance. And I want to get your take on occasion, and then I'll get all your takes on it, just very briefly. As I said, it's not the main topic, but last Saturday I was up in the playground in Killiney, on Killiney Hill, and it has one of the
zip lines.
It has one of the zip lines. And my three-year-old is mad into the zip line. She loves going on it. So I was standing there and hoisting her up on it, and then she was going flying down the zip line and then bringing her back up and hoisting her up on it again. Anyway, there was another girl that was there, probably about 4 years of age, and her mum was over the far side of the playground, and she couldn't get up onto the seat. You know, the seat is a little disc thing, and you lift the child up, they sit on it and wrap their legs around the mm-hmm. rope. You've done the zip mm-hmm. line before.
Oh, my kids love them, yeah.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, my kids love them.
So anyway, this little girl, about 3 or 4 years of age, is queuing to get on the zip mm-hmm. line. So it's just my daughter, this girl, and she can't get up onto mm-hmm. the thing. And she asked me to lift her
You'd
up.
Be terrified.
She asked me to lift her up onto the zip line, and I got cold sweats. I really did.
That's a very sad state of affairs, isn't it?
It's a very sad
that
state of affairs.
That is very sad.
And you know, guys, when something like that happens, you got to think fast, and things are going through your mind. So your initial reaction when the child, just a bit older than my daughter, says, "Can you lift me?" She was trying to get up on the thing because you need a hoist up onto it. And she obviously saw me lifting Freya up onto it, and she wanted me to lift her up again. So my initial reaction, I put my hands out to go under her arms and to and just stopped halfway
That's
through.
Sad.
Just
yeah.
stopped halfway through and went, "Whoa, what am I doing? What am I doing?" And I didn't do it. And she start getting upset.
That is a sad state of affairs. It is a topic in itself. It is actually a topic in
itself.
That's
not really. I just wanted to give it a... Actually, just comment very quickly.
It is a topic in itself because...
Hang on. WhatsApp us very quickly. 085-825-2626.
085-825-2626. I'd love to speak to somebody who...
What would you have done? Okay,
yeah,
well, let me ask people.
Who would be
what
in
would you have done?
How they react.
What would you have done in that situation? So you're me. You're standing at the zip line. There's a four-year-old kid saying, "Will you lift me up?" onto the zip line, and I refuse to do it. And that 4 year old child doesn't know the background to why
so
I'm not doing it.
Why isn't?
So she's getting upset and thinking that I'm an arsehole because I wouldn't lift her up. And even my own daughter, who's quite savvy and stuff like that, had to say, "Lift her up, Daddy, lift her up." So she didn't get it as well.
No.
Lift her up. And she was getting upset.
Very, very
and
sad.
The poor child was just standing there crying because I felt like an absolute arsehole for not doing it. Now, should I have lifted her up? Yes or no?
I think so.
Oh, really?
I think so, yeah. If that were my kid, because obviously I've got two, so sometimes, you know yourself, one can be one part and the other can be the other part. I'd be grateful. It's not like you're trying to run away with her.
Okay, the messages are starting to come in now. Louise says, "I would have lifted her up because you're not on your own in the park. Some people can see that there's no harm."
Now, Jess says she'd call the mum over and say your child... Yeah, that's... But it's...
The mum was right over here. It's a huge park.
But it's the sad state of affairs that you even need to call the mother... You know, but then again, I'm speaking about it as a woman who...
Yeah, you see...
So I can't understand from the man's point of view what it is to be...
Okay, well then, two questions. First question is, if you were there, would you have lifted the kid up?
As a man or as myself?
No, as you.
Yes,
you.
I would have.
Okay, so wouldn't have crossed your mind at all?
Well, no, actually, now that you say it, it probably
wouldn't,
you have to be so careful.
No,
I think
I'm
if
not,
I was standing there in the moment, I'd probably...
No, I'm not asking you to think of it. I'm not asking you. See, you're analysing it now. So
it's
don't analyze.
Okay.
Okay, so
I would like to think I would.
So you probably would. So
I
the
probably
kid,
would.
Little kid looking up at you, lift
yeah,
me
no,
up.
Yeah, no, I would.
Lift me
I
up.
Would.
You
I would. Yeah.
Now, put yourself in a man's shoes.
Yeah, it's very hard. But do you think that women...
Sorry, Amanda says it's really sad, but I guess why you didn't do it.
That's sad in itself.
But I don't know why I didn't do it. I can't even... And Iggy says, who's a man, obviously, says no as well.
I think that's incredibly sad that men feel...
And Shannon's not paying attention. Why not ask her where her mammy and daddy is? I could see, literally, I've said this five times. The mother was over because she came running from the mother.
It's very different.
The mother was in the other side of the park.
You asking me if I'd lift her up is very different to you lifting her up because women and men are very different in the situation at this because... I'd like to think that most mothers would say, like, if it were me, I'd be like, "Thanks a million for doing that." Do you know what I mean? You've your own kids to look after. Thanks for, you know, taking a minute to help mine out. I'd like to think that most people would be on the same wavelength.
Okay, Brian says it's okay for a woman to lift up and not a man. Ooh.
Well, let's put it this way. If you were out playing with your kids later.
And you see as well, it was different because my daughter was there. So it wasn't as if it was just me alone with a child.
Oh, that would be different because it would be weird if you were just in the playground for no reason. Another father.
Yeah, so I was there as a father and put my own child...
Okay, here's a question. You're out walking later on your own. There's a kid on a bike. The kid falls.
I know, I've said this before. This happened on my avenue a couple of weeks ago. That I was walking into the house and a child had fallen off her scooter on my avenue and her knees were bleeding and she was crying to be lifted. The scooter was on top of her. And she was crying to get up and looking up at me going, "Why aren't you lifting me up?"
Some people just love kids. Like Adrian has met my kids and like he'd pick up my, like he was holding
that's
my
different.
Daughter and everything.
Yeah,
like,
that's different.
And she gave him a hug and everything.
Jeez,
like,
the poor kids. Did they cry?
They love Adrian because Adrian, when he has come, comes with the dogs. But like my kids have met Adrian just a couple of times and they would be very fond of him. Some men just have a non-weird, nice bad. Way with children.
I feel bad though that I didn't pick the child up.
I would as well.
Yeah, I really do.
But it's pointing.
It's been bugging me for the whole week.
But this is something that's ingrained now in men, I think, in society that there's nearly an anti-male narrative. But I'd love to talk to a mother who would be annoyed by it. Do you think many mothers would be annoyed by
it? See, that's why I didn't want to do it as a topic, and we're not doing it as a topic. I'm literally just mentioning it to all of you guys because it's a bit of a food for thought thing. And the reason I decided not to do it as a topic is, okay, I don't think you would find a mother
who'd admit it.
Who would admit to having a problem with it.
Even if they feel like that, they probably wouldn't say it.
Okay, so there's women listening to this right now, that if they saw someone doing that to their child, especially if the child was, or if the man was dark skinned, the way some fucking...
Oh, Jesus, you'd have, he's trying to run away with me kids.
The invader's trying to rob me kids, the invader. So if you had a Patriot mum there, the Patriot mum,
it as a reason to be spouting all sorts,
But I don't think you would get a mother to admit that she would freak out or she'd say, get your fucking hands off me, child, because it's a psychotic thing to think, isn't it? It's a psychotic
thing. I think the real question here is, can people actually, the question isn't would you be annoyed by it, but can you understand why somebody in Jeremy's position would feel like, or is that an overreaction on your part? That's the question.
Oh, I overreacted.
No, but some people might think you overreacted, like it's not that big a deal, but I suppose I'm coming at it from a woman's point of view, so I can't
stop
understand.
Coming at it from a woman's point of view, will you?
I am a woman.
I know you are. Yeah. What's Paul, our friend Paul, are you saying? See, it's okay for women. It's the jumped up. It's the jumped up. See you next Tuesdays that are the problem. No, I agree with him.
He has it spot on. But I think these women would be in the minority, though, wouldn't they? I don't think many would turn around.
Okay, Cathy's now. The people are looking into this too much. She left her 4-year-old on her own. Okay, this is obviously you've never been to this park. This is a playground on Killiney Hill. It's completely enclosed with fencing and a locked gate. A kid cannot run out. It's a vast park, and parents do go into the park and they just let their kids run around. I do it as well. Catherine said, God, Jeremy, if you lifted her up and she fell, you would have the mother saying it was your fault. I never even thought of that. I didn't want my child to go on that zip line. How dare you?
Yeah. There are a lot of psychopaths out there. You don't know, but it's a sad state of affairs. When I was a kid, I don't think anybody would have thought twice about this kind of thing.
No.
Like, I remember being in the neighbour's house with my friends when I was a child.
Here we go. Yeah.
What?
No, I'm saying you talking, what?
Oh, I remember being in the neighbour's house when I was a child, a male neighbour's house with other kids, and he was just a nice little old man.
Yeah.
But it wasn't weird.
I thought you were going to tell some story about something happening or whatever.
No, but it's just, back then, no, I wouldn't have been a baby or anything, but like, he'd give you an ice pop or, you know, you'd be out on the road and he'd give you a treat on the road and... Nobody thought anything about it. It's now there's this mentality.
You were quite an ugly child as well.
You see, nobody, definitely, I was an ugly child. So.
Nothing's changed. Dave says, I've been in the playground before and seen kids fall over and I've gone over and helped them. I admire that. I absolutely admire that. Fair play to you for doing it. But it's just something that I wouldn't do anymore. And Brian is saying,
leave the child there crying though.
And Brian was saying it'd be an interesting topic. Well, it's not interesting really, Brian, for the very reason that I've said that, because you will not get a woman on to admit that it's predatory behaviour.
Even though there are women out there that exist like that.
Oh my God.
There's men out there that feel the way you do.
Yeah.
I'd love to be in a man's mind for a week because there is, I believe there is a kind of anti-male narrative.
It's on the previous podcast, but if you want to hear a full podcast about this.
No, don't send them away.
No,
do that at the end.
No, listen to it later. Yeah, yeah.
Is this anti-McGregor?
Yeah, the previous episode to this is all about.
But there's definitely an anti. No, listen, I don't equate that to McGregor. McGregor's another league of his own. But there is an anti-male narrative, a kind of a view that, you know. I remember a feminist on social media. Do you remember about a couple of years ago? You text me and sent me a screenshot, and I was like, I need to jump on this. And she was like, "Are we at the stage where we can say all men yet? Because that's how it feels." And obviously, Jeremy sent me the screenshot because he knows I cannot stand this woman. I'm all for feminism and equality and everything else.
Yeah, yeah.
But this woman hates men and I hate her because she's just such a mouth.
She has a man now, by the way. I don't know how a man.
What?
Yeah, I know.
But I thought she was the other way.
Who knows? Anyway, we got to move on.
But
did
she have work done?
I do not know, KG, and I don't want to. I don't want to know.
She had work done down.
Let's get into the topic in a second. God, stop. Shut up.
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Need something now but want to spread the cost? With Hum, you can shop at thousands of stores with easy, flexible payments. No hidden fees, no stress. Apply today at shophum.com. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Now, sorry it's taken us a bit longer to get into this discussion, but I just needed to get that off my chest, and I have. And thank you for all your feedback. I think I did the right thing. Now, let's get into this, because this is something that has angered a lot of people. And it was announced in the news that Taoiseach Simon Harris says that the government are considering a social media ban for under 16s. He says they're giving it serious consideration. It's on the cards, the Taoiseach said, suggesting that Ireland could follow Australia, which has adopted some of the strictest rules in the world when it comes to social media. He said, and by the way, Simon is saying absolutely nothing wrong here, what he's saying. He said it's a ticking time bomb, talking about kids being on social media. And Australia has recently become the first country to ban social media for under 16s. They've banned Snapchat from under 16s, TikTok, Facebook, not that a 16-year-old would be on Facebook, Instagram and X. And the laws will basically place the onus on social media platforms to implement the restrictions and use age verification technology, or they will face huge fines. So for those of you who were asking earlier, how will the companies actually do that? Well, the onus will be on the company. So if you own Twitter, if you're Mr. Elon Musk, or you own TikTok or Snapchat, whatever, the onus is on you to stop 14, 13, 12-year-olds hacking into your system and getting a hold of social media. Now, I want to hear from you. 085 825 2626. You can send us a WhatsApp voice note if you want, or we'd prefer to hear from you, actually talk to you as a human being. So let us know. Do you believe that under 16 should be banned from social media? It's a hard yes for me. I'm not even going to ask Katie, because I know it's a hard yes from her as well.
Yeah. So I don't even post my own kids on social media.
You what?
I don't even put my own kids on social media. Social media is no place for children. Since the day my children were born, there is no picture, no sight, nor sound.
Yeah, but that's
no
a different conversation.
But it's no, it all falls under the same thing. Social media is no place for children. Let children go out and play, climb trees, kick a ball like normal kids back in the day. We all grew up fine. There's no, if your child is on social media and your child is, you know, 12, 13, scrolling Instagram, Facebook, everything else, you failed as a parent.
Okay.
End of story.
Wasn't expecting you to say that.
No, you have. You failed as a parent. Do some parenting. Get your kid out running
around.
Okay,
so there are parents listening to this right now, and their little son, Jaden. Jaden is on...
O'Caden. Jaden, Hayden and O'Caden.
Yeah, and Jaden Jaden is making TikTok videos every day, and the mom thinks that it's absolutely fine and that he's great. Jaden's brilliant at doing TikTok videos.
These are parents. These are usually scum parents as well. No, they are. It usually is a certain type of parent, let's be honest, who's, I'll go on, dear.
It's good to have you back, Katie. It's good to have you back.
I'm sorry. I should really hold back and just myself into
No, don't ease yourself in.
No. It is. It's a scummy lower class type of parent that gives their kid unlimited access and doesn't give basically two shits about what their kid is doing online. Because you know what? It's easier to sit there and drink cans of Dutch Gold when your kid amuses themselves online and smoke, you know, your black market cigarettes that you buy from Jacinta down the road.
Calm down.
It is to watch what your kids are doing. No, it is. I do believe that it is a certain type of parent. 100%.
Okay, do you disagree or agree with Katie? 085-825-2626. Let us go to Jess. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Afternoon.
Good. Do you agree with Katie's opinion on this, saying that it's working class parents who, what else did you say, the neglectful?
Working class, Dutch gold drinking, black market cigarettes, smoking, scummy parents.
What's that word you use?
Actually, sorry, we'll get you back, because that's an awful line. I want to hear from you. 085-825-2626. Do you agree with this ban for under 16s? I want to read out this message from Carmel, and it says, under 16s, that's ridiculous. Maybe under 14s, but under 16s, no. A 16-year-old is almost an adult. I don't know about that. Now, Jess, what do you want to say?
Yeah, no, I completely agree.
So ban them all. Everybody.
I find it very ironic that you have some parents out there saying, oh, it's horrible. Why are they not outside playing? But when their birthdays and Christmas rolls around, oh, you want an iPhone 15 or 16 Pro Max one? Absolutely.
So you don't believe there's any reason for a 16-year or sorry, for a 15-year-old or a 14-year-old to be on social media?
Absolutely not. If they really need a phone, get them a button phone.
But supposing it's something as simple as you see a lot of teenagers just doing, you know, TikTok dances and stuff like that. What's wrong with a TikTok dance?
Because it's the internet.
Yeah, why does it need to be online?
Yeah, but that's just what teenagers are different now.
Jeremy, if you look at people on TikTok and YouTube, especially them family influencers, you can even call them that.
Yeah.
You know the people that save the videos? That means like they've saved it onto their devices and God knows what they're saying. Some of the comments are even disgusting.
No, it all comes back to the parents. You know, the lazy, good-for-nothing scum of the earth, because they would rather their iPad or the phone's parent there. Because let's face it, it's easier to give your kid an iPad or a phone and let them sit in the corner doing God knows what and not check, because it's the easy way out. It all comes back to the parents. And if your child is posting videos on social media of themselves or has access to the internet unlimited and is able to speak to people online, to strangers, and post videos, images, anything like that, you have failed.
And how many cases of bullying do we need to go to?
Yeah, there is the bullying aspect of it. There's also the danger aspect of it, that there could be predators. There could be predators on it.
Yeah. So why open your child to that?
Because if they're just doing a TikTok video, what's the harm with that?
They're 16. They're kids. They're 16. They're too young. They shouldn't be doing TikTok videos online.
You can do it when you're 18 and you can do whatever the hell you want then. Do it when you're 18.
18, but you're 16. Like, a 16-year-old is... They're probably...
16, you don't know your art. 16, you don't know your art from your elbow.
Well, I wouldn't say that. At 16, they know what they're doing.
So you think it's all right to just give a 16-year-old a phone? Yeah, do your dances there. God knows who's seeing it. God knows who's saving it and doing... Who knows what to it?
It's like these parents, and I know this is kind of slightly different, but I've seen parents, people on my own social media posting pictures of their kids dancing online, and yeah, it's a cute video and your kid is gorgeous and everything else, but the internet is no place for your kid. There should not be videos of your kid dancing. The internet's a dangerous place. A stranger danger. Absolutely, but the internet is also can be a creepy, weird place where weird people go.
But lads, you need to get in move with the times. And I'm just playing devil's advocate here, and I'm saying you need to move with the times, that kids now are not interested in playing top trump cards on the road and playing with marbles and stuff like that.
It's not about playing with marbles.
And what kids are interested in, especially a 15-year-old or 14-year-old, is doing TikTok dances or sending Snapchats to each other. That's the thing that they do. They've moved on from marbles. They want to do TikTok.
But you choose to give your child a phone.
Yes, you do.
You're choosing to open them up to that. So why would you?
Okay, do me a favour, stay there for a second, please, Jess. I'd like to hear from you. 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. Eddie wants to get in on this. What do you want to say, Eddie?
Good afternoon.
Katie,
nice to see you. I haven't spoken to you in a long time.
How are you?
Not too bad. I completely agree with this ban. So as you know, I don't have kids, but I take away my nephews and nieces and I give them all a turn away in the camper van. Okay. And a couple of years ago, I took the two lads away. One was, I think Jack was 12 and Lee was about 13. I took them up to Northern Ireland to do some cool stuff, go and do the Gobbins, Cliff Path, Giant's Causeway, the whole nine yards. As soon as we went over the border, it was like a different country. They lost their phone signal and they had a meltdown. They couldn't cope. And the whole fucking holiday was ruined. I had to drive back over towards Loch Earn, just over the border, so we get a signal.
And what age are they?
They were 12 and 13. And I just thought to myself, Jesus, that me 35 years ago at that age, I'm away on an adventure, I'm in my element, I'm out doing boy activities, I'm loving it. And I just thought how society has changed. And I thought this is really sad. They're missing out on so much because they're fucking glued to the phone. And we pulled up for the night, and I'm just sitting there looking at them, and he's going from TikTok to Snapchat to fucking Reddit to Facebook to whatever. And I'm just thinking, just consuming all this bollocks. And your mind is just warped at 12, 13 years of age. I don't think you're developing right. I don't think you're learning proper social skills. I just thought, I'm glad I'm not a kid in this generation.
You know? More kids than ever now are living with anxiety and being diagnosed with anxiety. And I 100% believe that a lot of that comes down to reliance on technology. because they don't know how to socialise, like you've just said. They don't know. They're lacking basic physical. I remember there was a report out a year or two ago that kids don't even know how to throw or kick a ball properly anymore. And it does come down to lazy parents who would rather sit there on their holes when their kids are out sitting on their iPads because it's easier for them.
Okay, but I had
a niece that came in a couple of years ago. She's six now, but she was four at the time. And she was speaking with an American accent. And I was like, what the fuck? And that was from the programme she was watching on her tablet. And I have to keep my mouth closed, you know what I mean?
I know, but yourself and Katie are different generations is what I'm saying. And that is just the way it is now, that everything is done online. And if your child is 15 and doesn't have a TikTok account or doesn't have a Snapchat account, they're going to be slagged by everybody.
I know, but this is the good thing about the ban. It's a blanket ban. So everyone's losing out. So you won't be slagged. You know what I mean? So you have to bring in, say, a passport number or some kind of face authentication. But if no kid could get on it, you're all in the same boat, so nobody be slagged. These are all just a blank canvas. One day you're all on all these apps and the next day you have to live without them. Okay, deal with it.
Okay, that is a fair point. Yes, if there is a blanket ban, there will be no 15-year-old that's going to be on it. Yeah.
You know, I completely agree with it. Go back to do normal child. I know times have changed, but we can change it back in a certain way, because I'd much rather see a kid out. When was the last time you've seen a kid out climb a tree or come in with a grazed knee? You don't even leave their fucking bedrooms after school. They're talking to other people in the other side of the world through a headset, and you're like, fuck it, that's what you class as a mate now. That's your friend. Someone on the other side of the world sitting in a bedroom playing fucking Grand Theft Auto. Go out and meet some real people. You know what I mean?
But that's
develop some social skills.
But that's you're comparing things to the 80s. Things have changed. And yeah, kids still...
I know, but if we have a blanket ban and all of this stuff, it might force some of them out to actually meet some real people. So I'm all for it, you know? I'm all for it.
Okay, do me a favour. Stay there for a second, please, Eddie. I want to go to Martin. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Martin?
Well, not so bad.
Good. Now, you're listening to this conversation. A ban for... children, preteens on social media. You have children. What age are they?
8, 10, and I have a 12-year-old.
Okay. Are any of them on, I assume, the 18?
Oh, no, a lot of them. Like, you know, we live in a day and age now, everyone's on the line.
So, what social media platform is your 8-year-old on? Instagram, Snapchat?
No, I think she has a Snapchat, but, you know, I don't know really, to be honest.
You don't know, but you should know. Well, why has your 8-year-old got a phone?
Well, because, you know, she contacted friends from the school and, you know, things like that.
Hey, let her go out with her friends
on the road. I can ring the phone. Like, I'd be out there and I'll open and the whole lot. And, okay. And, you know, they can ring me and everything.
Okay, Martin, I've just looked it up. The age for Snapchat is 13 years old. That's the minimum age. And you're saying your 8-year-old is on...
So look, I'm putting it straight now. Everyone uses, you know, the wrong database and everything like that. So everybody does it, like, you know, it's not just me.
Not everybody does it. Not an 8-year old.
You need to be on the line now.
Can I ask you an honest question?
I'll tell you the truth now. My kids don't even really bother going out that much because they're on the phones and everything like that. And I'm glad of that because I think it's safer with them, with me at home there on the phone.
Can I ask you an honest question?
You can't.
Does your 8-year-old post videos and pictures to social media?
I don't think he knows what's not. Do you know?
I don't really know how to use the phone.
Oh my God. Well, that's your first mistake. It's your second mistake. So first of all, you're not only kind of turning the headway, it sounds like you're encouraging your child, your young child.
No, I did. I bought the phone. That was it.
Oh, but that's encouraging. That's good. Okay. And then you're giving them basically, you're giving him or her? Oh, great, okay. So you're giving her free will, basically.
Well, no, yeah.
Okay, let me ask you.
It's not to do the bad things. Like.
Do you check your phone?
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Only thing I play
Martin, let me ask you a question, okay? Do you know your daughter, so your 8-year-old is on Snapchat, fine. Do you know what Snapchat is? Do you know how it works?
Well, you send the pictures, like, and then you ring the friends and everything like that. You know what I mean? You keep in contact with people.
Okay, do you know how safe or unsafe Snapchat is?
Sure, look, you don't need to ring the friends, so, you know, it's not having a, you know, it's not planning on doing both or anything.
Does
you know what I mean? Like, you know.
Does your wife?
There's only so much she can do on it.
Okay, does your wife know?
There's only so much she can do on it. Oh my God.
Does your wife know that your 8-year-old is on Snapchat?
Well, yeah.
And sorry, do you check your 8-year-old's phone?
Yeah, well, I try to have a look, like, now and again.
Now and again. What's now and again?
She's showing me pictures and things, you know.
Okay, do you know? Okay, let me just ask you this. Now, I haven't used Snapchat in years, but do you know how to find out who is following your 8-year-old on Snapchat?
Oh, God, yeah, I would, yeah.
You know, you know how to do that?
I don't believe him.
No.
Well, yeah, it's very simple. It says friends. It doesn't say follow.
Or friends, is that what it is? So you know exactly who she's following and who's following her?
Yeah, oh, God, I would, yeah.
Is she on Facebook?
No, God, not the Facebook.
No 8-year-old is on
Facebook.
No, is
she on TikTok?
Oh, she has a TikTok. Oh, God, yeah.
Okay, have you seen, okay, here, do you know this, Martin, that when somebody sends your 8-year-old a message on TikTok, you know it disappears before you see it, yeah?
No,
okay.
I didn't know that.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
I shouldn't have to tell you this, Martin. You should know this as a parent. When a stranger, so anybody, could send your daughter a message, your child could send your child any sort of picture or message on Snapchat and it disappears before you get to check it. Now, why did you not know that?
No, I did. She could save the message. She always saves
her message.
She saves her message when it's her friends. It's only her friends she talks.
But why isn't she out with her friends? Why is she sitting on the phone to her friends? If she wants to see her friends and communicate with her friends after school, why don't you be a father, bring her out to her friends and collect her from her friends? Like, normally your role should be.
She does a bit of walk on the farm and everything with me, and then she goes out the outside and everything. Which, you know...
But
she walks with me hard at night. So she likes to film, you know, take the pictures and everything
so
like that.
Is this what? Is this kind of payment then? You turn a blind eye because you basically have her working when she's not in school?
You know, I want to make her happy.
Oh,
you know, if she asks me for something, you know what I mean? She's helping me.
Okay, do you know that when your daughter sends a picture to someone, Martin, on Snapchat, you know that you have a picture she sent? You do know it disappears?
No, listen, she's only taking pictures of the fucking the fields and the cows and, you know, like this.
You don't know that, though.
You don't know that. Say it for a second. Joe, what do you make of Martin there?
I would say a little bit he's naive of what's going on with social media.
Sorry, a bit naive. A bit naive. He didn't even know.
Well, I'm being nice.
Everything she's doing because she looked me up.
One at a time.
Sorry, Martin, what are you saying? What do you say, Martin?
She's going to sleep at night and then she's been down in the living room till now with us and all right, walking with myself in the farm or in school. You know, I know everything she's doing.
No, you might
be going on. I make sure that she only had her friends on the Snapchat.
Martin, you're not getting it. Martin, you just can't get the level of naivety.
I just
the messages,
understand
the messages disappear,
oh,
Martin.
My God.
They disappear.
No, but the messages with her friends, they can disappear.
They all disappear.
Hang on, which one is that talking? Oh. We've two coaches on the line and I can't tell them apart.
Sorry.
He only has a friend on Snapchat there, like, you know.
Joe, do you think Martin needs to put the dose of cop on? Because I really do.
Well, first of all, here's my two cents on this. First of all, first thing in this morning on the show, you have Katie calling people scumbags.
Oh, yeah, scummy parents.
Scummy parents. Yeah. So I'm a scummy parent. I'm living in Canada.
Well,
and I'm a scummy parent. That,
I don't think
that
you're a scummy parent because you live in Canada.
I have a 10-year-old kid. That just now has got her first mobile phone, so she can connect with it because she goes down to her friends and horses and stuff.
Give your child
all her friends are on Snapchat. She's not on Snapchat. But at the end of the day, here's what it is: you'll drive your own kids away if you don't start trusting your kids. If your kid's gonna go do something, they're gonna go do it.
Joe in Canada, can I ask you a question? Your 10-year-old has a phone. Do you give your 10-year-old unlimited access to social media? Do you give your 10-year-old any access?
She's on Kids Messenger.
No, that's different.
I understand that, but like she'll be on YouTube watching horses or watching like how to train
that's
horses.
Fine.
Or
but that's not what we're talking about.
But there's also ads on top of the YouTube ads with other stuff on them. At the end of the day, I said to her, like, don't be talking to strangers online. Don't talk to strangers on, you're not going on Snapchat right now. But you have to draw a line, because at the end, what you said, Katie, is back in the day, kids are sick and tired of parents saying, back in the day.
But you have to be a parent.
A house phone. Oh, I understand that. But at the end,
why does your 10-year-old have it? Does she has a smartphone, does she?
She has a smartphone. I gave her my old phone, yeah.
Okay. Does she have internet access?
Yeah, Joe, do you know?
Yeah, she does.
Like, okay. Let me go back to that. Hang on a second. Does she have access to social media
Katie,
at all?
Here's the thing, Katie. I ain't a scummy parent, see. That's the thing.
I'm trying to figure out if you are scummy or if you're not scummy.
Sorry, is Martin a scummy parent, Katie?
Yes.
You're a scummy parent,
yes, you're a scummy parent. You're a bad dad.
No. I'm not on the radio now.
Irresponsible parent.
No, that's not on. Because they tell you, see, your kids, when they go to school and they have no clue what Snapchat is or whatever, they'll be bullied. Maybe they wouldn't bully because they're saying,
my son is six now. He has no want to know. He has no want to know what's going on Snapchat. Because you know what he'd be doing? Do you know what he'd be doing as soon as we get home? Well, as soon as I get home today, he'll be out on the road playing with his friends. Sorry?
Those are your child, but
they've no access to social media. Right, so my child has a tablet.
No. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Can she do on that tablet what she can do on a phone? Yes or no?
No.
No, you can't. There's no social media.
The only thing on my child's tablet is YouTube Kids.
Which is fine.
That's the only thing my child has, and it's literally for when we're in the car if they're getting upset.
What about Diaz and the YouTube Kids?
I'm sorry that the truth hurts that I think you're a lazy parent and a bad father, but I'm very honest. I shoot straight from the hip and I shoot straight from the hip.
Stop shouting, Martin. Stop shouting to you. Martin,
you're very irresponsible.
Okay, Martin, calm down
bad
for a second.
I'm
sorry about my child because my child is the one that's happy.
Your child is what?
Very happy.
Oh.
Your child is very happy.
She gets what she wants. She's well deserved. She's well looked after. She gets what she wants. And I know my child.
Martin, you're off your head.
You're genuinely, I actually think you're nuts.
I think you're crazy.
Your child is going to be the one going to school, and she's going to be the only child there that hasn't a clue about this social media. This generation is all about on the line.
Can I tell you something, Martin? I can guarantee you that your 8-year old is the only 8-year old in that school that has a Snapchat account.
I guarantee you, she's not.
I'm telling you now.
I'm in with all the parents. You know, I'm in with all the parents.
You're in Cloud Cookie Land. You what?
Yeah, I bet he is in with all the parents. I bet all the parents think he's a fool.
Stay there for a second.
You know, I need to ask him. Did you say you have a 12-year-old?
Sorry.
Yeah, he has a 12-year-old.
Is your 12-year-old girl or boy?
Boy.
Boy, okay. So do you check your son's phone at all?
What do you think?
Yeah, I do, yeah. Oh, yeah. I check him more than the whole night. Because she's at the house the whole night. She's with me the whole night.
But you can't see what's going on her phone, though?
No, I can. I can make sure that she only has her friends on the Snapchat.
You literally
I can follow who she talks to on the Snapchat.
So what do you check? So your 12-year-old, because even 12 shouldn't be on social media. I assume if your 8-year-old is on social media.
Jesus, I have to say now, I feel terribly sorry for your kids. And if your kids, if I think your kids, I'd hand them a phone.
They don't wear shoes, Martin.
I'd hand them a phone here and now because
it's you that hasn't a clue, Martin.
Stay there for a second. Here's Robbie. Hey,
Social
Robbie.
Media, in my opinion, is the reason why so many kids are, depressed now, because they get bullied in school and it doesn't stop. It continues even when they finish school and they're at home and they're on social media, they're getting abuse online. When we were younger, once you finished school, the bullying, at least for that day, stopped and you were in a safe space. Now, with people being online, they play video games online, and online gaming, as I know very well, is an incredibly toxic place. Doesn't bother me. I'm well into my 40s now, but I can't imagine what it's like for a younger person trying to, have fun online with the amount of toxicity that's around.
Opinions matter.
Opinions matter
with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon,
a daily podcast from Ireland
about opinions.
Big purchase on your mind? With Hum, you don't have to put it off, because you can spread the cost with easy, flexible payments at thousands of stores. No hidden fees and no stress. It's simple. Apply online today at shophum.com and start shopping smarter. Hum. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
The problem about this situation, ladies and gentlemen, is that someone like Martin, who's three children, all under the age of 50 and all have social media accounts. The point is, he will be the first person ringing this podcast tomorrow if one of his children was targeted by a paedophile online, which, by the way, I'd say Snapchat is full of perverts, because that and TikTok as well, because all you have, that's why I came off TikTok and Snapchat, all you have is kids on it, especially TikTok.
Jesus,
kids.
If my mother knew back in the day, and I wasn't even 14 or 13, 14, maybe 16, 17. If my mother knew the kind of shit I was doing on my phone, like...
Yeah, at least you know now, so you'll never...
I know, because, yeah, I just can't get over this. But there wasn't the same access to online when I was 16, 17 as there is now.
Literally, Martin's kids have access to everything.
Unlimited, yeah. And unrestricted.
Gareth, what do you make of this, what you're hearing from Martin?
Yeah, folks, it's actually a bit mad, to be honest.
A bit mad.
Like the one thing, like I can take you back to, like, I was born in 89, right? So I grew up in the early 2000s. We only had like phones, and it was for texting and stuff like that. And I'll give you like a little brief glimpse of it, if everybody does remember what it was like back then. You remember, we were all learned how to socialize through texting nearly. And then when you go to meet someone, it'd be like complete silence between you, because you have acclimatized to just talking through your phones.
Exactly.
Like, and that was in the early 2000s. Imagine what it's like now for kids. And imagine, you see it even on your own social media accounts. You can see it on any social media account, on Facebook or Instagram. We as adults even get a pack mentality vibe. Like, we just launch on something that we don't even necessarily care about. But imagine that the kids and how they feel, like they're only adjusting, and this is how they're learning how to socialize, is pack mentality. It's a jump on somebody for having a different opinion.
And how do you think, like, so, and I'm just picturing Martin's 8-year-old daughter, who's a child. Her brain isn't nearly developed enough to deal with that. Now, he says she's sending her friends, what did you say, harmless messages she sends her friends, is that all? Just
harmless, when are we meeting up, and you know, the school and whatever like that, what do you see, and you know, things like all stupid little messages.
Did you not say there that she posts videos on TikTok and stuff?
Of the farm, of the dog, and you know, things like that.
No videos or pictures with her in it at all.
So how do you know?
Ever.
No, she doesn't really, she doesn't love taking pictures of herself. Even family photos she hid, like, you know, with photos of her in it.
So, Gareth, do you think he's putting his children in danger? He clearly is, isn't he?
Like, yeah, well, like, I think any time you give a child a phone, regardless of what age they are, you are putting them in danger. You're leaving them open to the world before they get to experience it for themselves.
You're literally...
Hold on, bud. I'm not telling you how to parent. I don't want you to...
I think you need somebody to tell him, Gareth. I think you need somebody.
I'm a father myself, so I know what it's like when somebody else gives an opinion. I'm just telling you now, I'm not telling you that, right? I'm not telling you that. I'd have to just give you, just be wary of it. And I'm not talking about what they're even sending to each other. I'm talking about the psychological effects that a child at that age, when their brain is developing, that will have on them as they develop, of talking through a screen, of communicating through a screen.
I'm just saying, there's danger and everything, right? And you use things like this to advance your child.
Now, somebody... Hang on a sec there, Gareth.
To advance their child. They learn an awful lot of things on this than they would in school, probably, to be honest with you.
So you think school is more dangerous than Snapchat?
No, I never said that. I'm saying you learn a lot. You probably learn more on these online things.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
Do you know the school that my daughter's in? It's all computer online shite now.
Yeah, same as my kids, yeah.
why are they got in computers and things like that?
What am I listening to?
Yeah.
To be honest with you,
I haven't been in school in a while, but even I remember when we were in it, we didn't have computers. Do you know what I mean? Our phones did the bare minimum. They did texting. But even then, all I can say is from my own experience, I could see the psychological damage. Even just texting, getting people just and
this,
texting.
And sorry, Gareth, this isn't even...
Because what you're doing is you're not developing as a person. You're missing... You know how hard it is to understand what somebody means through a text. So therefore, you're missing social cues, even in fucking jokes.
But as,
you know what I mean?
But as well, Gareth, this isn't a conversation about kids using technology, because my kids do all their homework on their laptops now.
This is about
social media, Martin. I want to ask you a question that just came in from somebody, Martin. Oh, hang on, Martin, are you there? Hello.
Yes.
Does, does your child share her location on Snapchat? Do you know what that means?
No, she's not allowed to do that. No. No.
How do you stop her?
No go.
So how do you turn?
You know, you go into the settings. I'm not stupid now. I know how to use the phone. Right?
Okay, go on.
I'm not that badly. But you go into the settings and you don't allow location access to the app.
Oh, he doesn't know how to do it. Okay, so she doesn't...
I just know how to do it. You know, the all that kind of thing, the locations and things, I'm very strict on that. I'm not into that.
Okay, stay there for a second. I can't
get
over
despair
the
despair that she learns more from.
Yeah, can I just get that quote again, Martin? Sorry, Martin, you said she learns more from Snapchat and TikTok than she does from
No, I didn't say she did. I said she could.
She could. Jeez, if your daughter's teachers are listening. Here is Helen.
Hi, guys. Katie, I agree with you about banning children off the internet, maybe up to maybe 14 or 15. But I don't think it's very right of you to say that it's only working class parents that do this. I work with professional people and I've seen them, and they're not always the best parents. You go to any fancy restaurant at the weekend and you'll see parents, working class, maybe middle class professional people, and you'll see them at the weekend and they're sitting in fancy restaurants giving the children Coke, fizzy drinks, whatever the children want, just to keep them quiet and shut them up. They give them their tablets, their iPads, even the parents' phones, just so they can have their fancy restaurant, because they think after working during the week and they've had childcare, they've been in creches, and they feel they deserve their fancy meal at the weekends. So I think it's wrong of you to say it's only working class people do
this.
Yes,
Katie.
It is not only working class people, so maybe you should apologise to working class people.
If you're waiting for Katie to apologise...
No, I won't be apologising to working class people. No, she's right in what she said, that they're in restaurants and giving the kids...
Oh, I do. I am the parent.
That's what I was going to say.
But that's not social media.
It's working class parents, I believe, who turn a blind eye and let the kids do whatever the hell they want. And not even working class parents. I just think it's scummy parents. Scangery, Jacinta and Anto in the back arse of Finglas, and you know,
they bring their kids to pubs that have bouncy castles in them.
And they sit there drinking snake bite and Dutch gold when their kids are posting TikTok videos of themselves twerking.
Social media doesn't protect you. Can't protect them forever. If they grow acclimatized to that, eventually whatever fucking parental controls the parents have on the phone, they'll eventually experience the world. You know what social media is like. You could have a hateful Andrew Tate comment, and it'll be re-edited with beautiful music playing behind it as if it's supposed to be inspirational.
Kids
don't know that. They grow up, they see that. It's like, that's the fella I'm going to follow. And I'm only giving Andrew Tate like as an example. You know what I mean? You can literally post anything hateful with inspirational music behind it, and it sounds better than it actually... You can't pick up on the hate.
I agree with you. And an 15-year-old doesn't even have the mental capacity to deal with that. Thanks very much for your comment, Gareth, and to all of you.
Martin went to punch a couple of cones, Chris says.
A couple of traffic cones. In fairness, there was a queue of calls that just wanted to come on and call Martin an arsehole, and that's not going to get anywhere, okay? And I know Amanda is annoyed. She was like, can we take another 5 calls?
Anthony on Facebook, Anthony Nolan says, I bet... I don't know what relevance this is at all. I'm kind of confused. I bet Martin would turn a blind eye if his kids went speeding down roads fast in cars like you.
Okay, they're not driving. They're not driving yet. They're not driving yet, okay? But there's no point in just coming on and abusing the man, because you're not going to get through to them. Any man, any parent that says my kids get as good an education from Snapchat as they do from teachers in school, you're pissing against the wind, aren't you? Would you agree?
Which?
You're fighting a lost cause. It's a lost. Lost cause.
That's the best quote ever. My children can learn more on social media. It's fantastic.
You didn't say more now. You said as much.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you very much for listening to this podcast. It was a special podcast because we ended up talking about two separate topics, which were kind of rolled into one. Anyway, hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget, if you haven't subscribed, make sure you do on Spotify or Apple or wherever you get your podcasts, and hit that green bell, the notification bell, so you'll get a notification the next time we upload an episode of Opinions Matter. Talk to you on the next one.